KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with the check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. A few high school volleyball scores from last night in Western Iowa Conference play. It was Trainer, a 3-0 win over Logan Magnolia. In Corner Conference action, it was South Page, a 2-0 win over West Nottoway. And in Pride of Iowa Conference action, it was Central Decatur, 3-0 over Murray. Earlham was a 2-0 winner over Southeast Warren, and Southeast Warren a 2-0 winner over Seymour. The latest Radio Iowa High School football rankings were released yesterday. In Class 4A, Dowling Catholic is top-ranked, followed by Iowa City West, West Des Moines Valley, Bettendorf, and Cedar Rapids Prairie. In Class 3A, Cedar Rapids Xavier is top-ranked, followed by Solon, Sergeant Bluff Luton, Sioux City Helan, and Dallas Center Grimes at number 5. Harlan moves up 2 spots to number 8 in this week's poll. In Class 2A, Williamsburg is top-ranked, followed by Cascade, Mount Vernon, Union, and Waukon. In the Class 1A rankings, West Lyon is top-ranked, followed by Pella Christian, Western Christian, Van Meter, and Pleasantville. HSTW jumps up a spot to number 7 this week. In the Class A poll, Gladbrook-Rhinebeck is top-ranked, followed by St. Albert at number 2. Linville-Sully is 3rd, followed by West Sioux and Algona-Garrigan. And an 8-man Don Bosco top-ranked still. Audubon stays at number 2 here this week. Remsen-St. Mary's is 3rd, followed by Sydney at number 4. Harris Lake Park is 5th. Arweva jumps up from number 10 to number 8 in this week's poll. Moving on to Major League Baseball, a game we had for you here last night on the radio. Addison Russell hit a 3-run double in the first inning, then made a food run for fans in enemy territory, while the Chicago Cubs beat the St. Louis Cardinals 10-2 last night to move within a win of cinching a second straight NL Central title. Chicago can wrap up the division with a win today against the Cardinals or a loss by Milwaukee against Cincinnati. Russell helped the Cubs build a big lead early, then made some friends out of rival fans. He delivered nachos to a fan down the third baseline a few innings after diving into the stands and spilling the fan's original plate of chips. John Lester pitched 6 innings, allowing 5 hits and a run for the Cubs. Chicago is 11-2 in its last 13 games and 19-8 in its last 27. The loss eliminated St. Louis from the NL Central contention and dimmed the Cardinals' wildcard hopes. Colorado entered Monday leading Milwaukee by 2 games and St. Louis by 2.5. The Brewers were idle Monday and Miami played at Colorado. Javier Baez hit a 3-run homer in the 3rd inning, but left the game shortly after, fouling a pitch off his left leg in the 8th, but not until after hitting a single. Luke Weaver had won 7 consecutive starts, but gave up 8 runs in 3 innings. Other National League scores included Atlanta beating the Mets 9-2 in the first game of a doubleheader. The Mets turned it around 3-2 in the second game. Washington was a 3-1 winner over Philadelphia. Miami beat Colorado 5-4. San Francisco a 9-2 win over Arizona. And it was the Dodgers 9-3 over San Diego. Over in the American League, Aaron Judge broke Mark McGwire's Major League record for home runs by a rookie, hitting a pair for the second straight day to raise his total to 50 and lead the New York Yankees over the Kansas City Royals 11-3 last night. Other AL scores included Toronto beating Boston 6-4, Houston was an 11-2 winner over Texas, the White Sox 4-2 over the Angels, and Seattle 7-1 over Oakland. In the NFL last night, the Dallas Cowboys were able to shake off their dreadful 42-17 loss at Denver by pulling away in the fourth quarter at Arizona. Dak Prescott hit Bryce Butler for a 37-yard touchdown with 11:52 remaining to break a 14-all tie in the Cowboys' 28-17 win over the Cardinals. Prescott also had a 10-yard touchdown run and was 13 of 18 passing for 183 yards and 2 scores for the 2-1 Cowboys. Ezekiel Elliott was shadowed by the Cardinals all night but still managed 80 yards on 22 attempts, including a 30-yard burst on one play. He also ran for an 8-yard TD, which matched his total rushing yards on 9 carries against the Broncos on September 17th. DeMarcus Lawrence provided 3 of the Cowboys' 6 sacks of Carson Palmer, who was 29 of 48 for 325 yards and 2 touchdowns. Cardinals receiver Larry Fitzgerald caught 13 passes for 149 yards. He moved ahead of Marvin Harrison for 8th in career receiving yards. Before the game, the Cowboys kneeled at midfield with owner Jerry Jones in a show of unity that followed widespread protests across the NFL of critical comments by President Donald Trump over the weekend. After kneeling, they stood and walked to the sideline for the national anthem. Indianapolis Colts coach Chuck Pagano has ruled out Andrew Luck for Sunday's game at Seattle, although he said there's a chance his quarterback will return to practice on Wednesday. Luck hasn't participated in any practices since undergoing offseason surgery to repair a partially torn labrum in his throwing shoulder. The Colts are off to a 1-2 start, earning a 31-28 win against Cleveland Sunday after blowing most of a 28-7 lead. The Philadelphia Eagles will spend the rest of the season without running back Darren Sproles after he tore an ACL and broke his right forearm on the same play in Sunday's win over the New York Giants. Sproles was hit by safety Darian Thompson after planting his foot awkwardly during a run in the first half. He ran for 61 yards on 15 carries and had 7 receptions for 73 yards this season to help the Eagles open at 2-1. And in the NBA, the New York Knicks held their media day and confirmed a major roster shakeup. The Knicks have formally announced a deal that sends 10-time All-Star forward Carmelo Anthony to Oklahoma City Thunder for Enes Kanter, Doug McDermott, and a second-round pick. Anthony spent 6.5 seasons with the Knicks, averaging 24.7 points and 7 rebounds in 412 games. The Denver Nuggets made him the third player taken in the 2003 draft after he helped Syracuse win its first NCAA championship. He is fifth among active players with 24,156 points, fifth in field goals, and fourth in free throws. That's a look at some of the latest in sports here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.